Morning and welcome to Sussex County Council meeting of June 18, 2019. First things approved, the agenda, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. I do have a few changes to today's agenda. Under County Engineer Hans Medlars 2B, Sussex County Landfill Number 6, Omar Authorization, we can strike that, as well as introduction of proposed zoning ordinances. We can strike that item as well.
I have a motion to approve the agenda as amended. Motion, Mr. Burton. Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
Okay, motion carried. We have the minutes of June 11th. Any corrections, questions?
All good.
Hearing none, they say approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We do have a letter from Bridgeville Senior Center thanking the County Council for their support.
Anybody? That's it?
That is all. I'm sorry.
Correspondence from council. Public comment, Mr. Guy. Okay. Jim Martin.
My name is Jim Martin. I live in South Bever Street in Georgetown. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak out, sound off, and be heard by you on Tuesday mornings. With Father's Day weekend just a few days ago, I wanted to tell you that I am grateful to you all. In many ways, you all serve as father figures for Sussex County. As voters and constituents, if we get frustrated and don't see a way to solve our county-related problems, then we come to you, our county fathers, to yell and complain. I wanted to take time out this morning to say thank you and to tell you how much I appreciate your public service, your efforts to listen to me and many others from our team as we try to address the housing crisis and to find solutions so that our low-income people in our county can find a place to live, to have a place to strive and thrive and to improve their lives. Thank you for inviting Dr. Lisa Sturtevant to investigate our economic situation here and come up with common sense ideas for our future housing developments. The work she is doing is very important. Over the months of spending time with all of you here, and because you allow a public comment segment at the start of your meetings, we have met many talented people with a variety of skills and abilities. We are trying to find the best ways to work together for ideas that make the most sense. I have faith that you will take our ideas and also utilize the input from professionals to then take the best actions to improving our county for everyone. I'm impressed by your enthusiasm and dedication and all the long hours each week you spend on governing and the hours of worry and concern you feel for all your constituents. I look around this government table today and I'm very grateful to you all. You do not have to be here, yet you choose to be here and to serve us all. You choose to be here and pray with us. I've talked to most of you personally and you have always treated me with kindness and you give me your attention and your time and you listen. The most valuable resource we all have is our time. And you give this most valuable resource to all of us in the hope of making our county better and better. Of course, we will always have problems to solve, and I thank you so much for your public service. I appreciate all of you very much, and I hope all you have a great day and a week. Thank you for being here and for listening.
Thank you, sir. I remind everybody as you come to speak the public comment part, you have 3 minutes. When you start speaking, the green light goes on. When one light left, the amber light comes on. When the red light comes on, we ask you to stop you. What you're talking about. Paul Rigger.
Good morning, Paul Rigger, 18171 Deer Forest Road, Georgetown, Delaware. First thing is, last night at the Board of Adjustment meetings, now we know two of the members are retiring. At last night was their last meeting. Except during that meeting, we also had a board member, Ms. McGee, had to be excused due to a conflict. So that left four members to vote. Two of them weren't going to be there at the following meeting. Both of those special use to sit hearings that were on that agenda this night. If there was any sort of confusion or they asked for a deferral or something like that, I don't believe if somebody can ask this question, if there was two members left on there at that meeting that could vote on it, how could they defer something and then re-vote on it again when there was only two existing members that would be eligible to vote on it? So I think that was poor planning on whoever does the agendas. It never should have been put in that, should have left it open. Because I take it at the appearance that those two hearings were done before they started, because there was no avenue to even defer it, to have it approved. An unfair move. The other major concern is we bring up in the state code for the Board of Adjustment appointments for three R's, for three D's or three I's, to have the majority of either party or no more than three on the agenda. During the hassle the last few years, I've been trying to contemplate with Republican, Democrat, independents on the board members. Now, with coming up, the two members that are being appointed today new are R's. And we already have Mr. Hudson's appointment that was an R. Now, we had Ms. McGee, who in January this year, was a Democrat, run for Sussex County Council. Then changed in January to a Republican. Now, all of a sudden, in the middle of May, May 16th, when the application process for the Board of Adjustment comes up, we now have it set up where now she's, in order to get the two new Republicans on to fit the state code, she may or may not have had to change to an I. I believe that there's an appearance, same way it was with Ms. Wingate on planning and zoning, to fit the requirements to have three R's and an I, to have Ms. Wingate be an I during planning and zoning. It's just like the timing for this seems to be convenience. I do not like that. Also, too, and to come back to Mrs. McGee's appointment, is if we have it where every time Mr. Hutt or whatever the law firm or whatever the problem conflicts are, the two special use exceptions last night, she had to excuse herself. It seems like a lot of meetings and a lot of hearings are excused due to conflicts. So I don't know how that can be resolved or what you have to do, but I would seriously maybe delay the appointment for that one until those questions are answered. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Craig Stevens.
Good morning, council members. Thank you for this opportunity. My name is Craig Stevens. I'm the president and have 42 years, and I am here representing the Lewis Fire Department and the Lewis Fire Department only, no other departments. The Lewis Fire Department has provided service to Lewis and the community area for over 223 years. We have seen our run volume skyrocket over the years with the unchecked growth in our area. From 1978, when I joined, we had 850 fire and EMS runs. 1988 was 1,200 runs. 1998, 2,000 runs. 2008, 3,100 runs. And for 2018, 5,040 runs of fire and EMS calls. We are ahead of those numbers this year. We have the highest run volume in Sussex County. Sussex County population has doubled since the 80s, from 100,000 to over 225,000, and I will quote County Administrator Todd Lawson with a statement he made at one point, strips of land near Sussex County's beaches and inland bays account for most growth. We're here to express to you that the continued excessive growth allowed in our fire district is constraining our abilities to actually provide the same quality of service that is expected and we have provided for our entire 223-year existence. Our town is full, our roads are gridlocked most weekends, there's no longer a summer season, this is year-round. We're no longer strictly a volunteer fire department. We're a combination fire service. We currently have 17 paid employees to help handle our EMS load. We need more. Many other fire departments in Sussex County also have paid employees to handle the increased call volumes. The current budget proposal for the actual line item for the fire service actually went down 1%, while libraries went up 10.7%. $1.96 goes to the libraries for every dollar that goes to the fire service. And we feel this seems to be a little out of proportion for our service. We understand there is a committee appointed by the county fire service to look into future funding that does not help us right now, and it makes no guarantee help will come. The volunteer fire service in this county is a bargain to taxpayers. We need more support, and I thank you for your current support. Thank you.
Thank you. Alan Holland.
Good morning. My name is Hunter Holland from the Sussex County Volunteer Firefighter Association. I'm just here today to thank every one of you for your support and the money that you're giving us now and to continue to support us. This year, you helped us out with the smoke detectors that we had a shortage. That's the only reason I'm here is to thank you guys for your support. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ken Bach.
It's good to hear some good news once more.
Ken Bach.
Good
Good morning. My name is Ken Bach, and I'm the CEO of CHEER. I'm here to thank each and every member of this council and Administrator Lawson for your support for the new CHEER kitchen campaign. It was 3 months ago when I appeared before this county council and explained the need to replace an antiquated and undersized kitchen to be able to provide nutrition services for senior citizens throughout Sussex County today and for generations to come. Thanks to the support of this council, that is going to be a reality. And so on behalf of CHEER, on behalf of our board of directors, represented here by our vice president, Mr. Walter Koopman, and most importantly, on behalf of the senior citizens throughout Sussex County, I want to thank this council. I want to thank Administrator Lawson. And I look forward to having you all join us in 2021 as we cut the ribbon and roll out the first new senior citizen meal out of this new kitchen. Thank you all very much for your support.
Thank you, sir. Dan Kramer.
Yes, you will. My name is Dan Kramer. Talking about the Board of Adjustments. You know what? The best news that ever happened, really. In 27 years, we got rid of two stooges. How many more stooges are we going to get so I can make fun of them? Because if they keep doing the same thing over and over, I guarantee you, I'll be chewing on them because, oh, it's a hardship. No, it's this, it's that. They don't have a clue what they're doing. I want them to follow the law. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Lawson, I suggest we move on the budget to our public hearing time, 10:15, and okay. Deal with that if we could.
Very good. It appears, Mr. President, that some of the comments during public comment were related to the budget, which we're about to start our budget hearing on. Mr. Moore and I just conferred, and we will add those comments that were made during the public comment period as part of the record for the public hearing. I do know there's others that want to speak related to the budget during the public comment period. You can open that back up for the hearing.
Sure. First thing is the 10:15 public hearing, Mr. Moore.
Yes, the first hearing is on the adoption of the assessment rules. And at this time, Gina Jennings will be giving highlights of the rules. And after that, we'll have a public hearing. So anyone who wants to comment on that may come forward and address the issue. Ms. Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. So the first item is the assessment rules. The assessment rolls reflect the county's records of equivalent dwelling units, otherwise known as EDUs, and billable front footage for each sewer and water district. These records have been made available in the billing office for public inspection and review. These records are subject to individual appeal via the Board of Assessment Review Board. This is not a public hearing on the water and sewer rates. This public hearing is for the list of properties and their applicable front footage and EDUs that will be billed by the rates established in the rate ordinance, which is next. I will now turn it back over to Mr. Moore to conduct the public hearing.
Okay, at this time, if anyone wants to address this matter, you can come forward, give your name and address, and address the issue. Is there anyone who would like to come forward and address this issue? Anyone wanting to come forward? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter and close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. It's okay with council to close the public record. Ask whoever got the ordinance to read the ordinance.
It's a motion.
It's a motion for this one. And it's be it moved that the Sussex County Council adopts the assessment rolls for Sussex County Unified Sewer District and Water Districts for the period July 1, 2019 through June 30th, 2020.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Next public hearing is on the ordinance to establish the sewer and water rates. Again, Ms. Jennings will give the highlights of this. After that, we will open the public hearing. Ms. Jennings.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Moore. At this time, I'm just going to review some of the highlights of the water and sewer rates. There are no increases in the sewer and water service charges. There's no increases in the connection fee. There is one new assessment rate. It's $296.04 per EDU, and that's for the Henlopen Acres and Dewey Beach sewer areas, and that's to pay for the $1.2 million City of Rehoboth debt that we will be seeing this year. To support those rates, there was a $2.2 million increase in the sewer operational budget, but $1.3 million of it is just based off of the debt payments that we'll be seeing, which $1.2 million is the Rehoboth one. So rest of it, there's an increase of $500,000 in employment costs and an increase in equipment. There's a capital budget of $34.6 million. Those are being paid by most of connection fees or loans for specific districts. And we will continue the 100-foot cap for residential customers if they're current on their bill.
Okay. Any,
turn it back over to Mr. Moore.
Yes, any questions from council? If not, is there anyone here today that would like to address the ordinance to establish the sewer and water rates for Sussex County? Anyone here that would like to address that? Anyone? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter and close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. Close public record. Okay, council. I ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
Thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance establishing annual service charges, annual assessment rates for collection and transmission and or treatment and connection charges for all Sussex County water and sanitary sewer districts.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I'll be the motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next public hearing is on the ordinance establishing the annual operating budget. Again, Ms. Jennings and possibly some of her staff will be giving a presentation on this matter, giving an overview. After that, we'll ask council if they have any questions, and subsequent to that, we will open this to a public hearing. And again, the same rules. If you would like to speak to this, you would come forward, give us your name and address, and speak. Ms. Jennings?
Thank you, Mr. Moore. So I've taken our presentation that we did at the introduction and I've cut it down to five slides. So the summary of the budget today is $185.8 million, and you can see it's divided up into multiple funds. The budget highlights is that the budget is up $6.8 million, and most of that has to do with transfers. We're transferring money into the capital fund and the pension fund. The paramedic department and emergency operations both are up, and as if you remember, they're both seeing double-digit increases over the last 5 years. We also have a capital projects plan for the general fund. There's no increases in property taxes. I will go over the fee changes in register of wills and private road plan review. And we've already talked about the Dewey Henlopen Acres sewer area increases. And this is the final phase in for the septic hauler rate fees. So register of wills, Ms. Cindy Green, who is in the audience, she is proposing increases in her office. So if you remember last year, the Delaware code was changed to allow us to safeguard wills and store them in our register of wills office. With that, they'd increase the fee from $5 to $10 for the storage cost. And then there's fees for if you want to look at your will would be $2. If you want to make a change to that will, it would be $5. They've also implemented new software this year so that if you have access online and you want to look at historical data and images and data for all current estates, there is a subscription fee of $25 per month or $150 for firms if they want to have unlimited user access. Okay, the next fee increase is for the plan review and inspection fees. If you remember, in 2017, council made revisions to Chapter 99 of the code as it relates to drainage and grading of private roads. This increase just offsets the increase in cost of those inspections and reviews. And you can see it goes from $42 to $45 to a lot and increases the inspection fee 1%, where it goes from 7% to 8%. And then just the one expense side of things that had the increases and changes, the grants, Delaware State Police did increase $200,000 for the 22 additional troopers. Local law enforcement is seeing an increase of $100,000. That's increasing their reimbursement of $25,000 per local law enforcement agency to $30,000. And then the fire BLS is seeing an increase. This is mostly due to the building permit revenues. Then we have libraries. They are seeing an increase of $220,000. This is from the Library Advisory Board has made this recommendation that each of them would see a $20,000 increase in their base amount. Senior centers are seeing an increase, and $50,000 of this is due to the cheer kitchen. And then the Conservation District is also seeing an increase of $25,000 to help with drainage projects. I turn it back over to Mr. Moore.
Are there any questions from council? If not, this would be the time and place for anyone who would like to address the items in the budget to come forward. And when you do, if you give your name and address, please. And Mr. President, as Mr. Lawson had indicated, those persons that previously spoke will incorporate their what they said during the 3-minute time period into the record. Is there anyone who'd like to come forward and speak? If you come forward, give us your name and address, please.
We have quite a few people here, so we would ask if you could keep your comments to 5 minutes or less.
It's less. Diana Young, 12075 Whitesville Road, Laurel, Delaware. Good morning, members of the Sussex County Council. My name is Diana Young, and I am a resident of District 5. Today, representing the Sussex County Library Advisory Board as its president, I thank you very much for supporting our request for the inclusion in your 2020 budget of $20,000 for each of the 11 independent libraries. As a representative of District 5 and 4.5 libraries, I only represent a part of the Laurel Library. I can assure you personally, this money will be invested wisely in the citizens of Sussex County. I see the efforts of Delmar, Frankfort, Laurel, Millsboro, and Selbyville libraries to meet the ever-changing needs of their patrons. A sampling of these efforts range from beginning English classes to a sci-fi book club to story time from space to a one-on-one conversation with a social worker, to assistance needed after a tornado devastated the area, to chronic disease workshops, to Pilates for adults as well as youth, to Library Out Loud for teens, and Pause for the People programs. Some liken a person's life to a book. At the bottom of the page of this book, the page turns, and one has no idea the dilemmas and choices that he or she will be confronted with. Thanks to your generosity, the 11 independent public libraries have a resource to confront health, employment, and/or school dilemmas. Thank you for hearing our request and including this funding to the 11 independent public libraries.
Thank you.
You can come up, sir.
Good morning, Mr. President, Council, Mr. Lawson, Ms. Jennings. My name is Bob Longo. I'm the Police Chief of the Milton Police Department and the President of the Sussex County Police Chiefs Association. On behalf of our board and our agencies, we extend our deepest gratitude to you for the increase in our funding. We'll use it to the best of our abilities to continue to make this the safest county. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Mr. Kramer.
My name is Dan Kramer, 8041 Scottsdale Road, Greenwood. Now, I understand there's supposed to be cost of living raises, 2%. I'm going to tell you guys, you don't aren't entitled to 2%, period. And if you vote for yourself, then it shows you just exactly what you're all about, because you do not. Yep, all the workers. Actually, some of these workers should not even get a 2%. Some of them ought to be fired. And some of them are sitting right in this room, ought to be fired. Oh, but you're not going to do that. Now, on one of these pages, it shows that over the few next few years, we're going to start being in a deficit. Well, I got a suggestion for you. You better start tightening your belt, because you got no excuse whatsoever, because there's a lot of money out here. And if you guys want to start saying, oh, well, we're going to have to start paying taxes, then you better look out, because there's money to be had, and you know it. And how much conflict of interest you guys got in this? How many backroom deals did you make this year? A whole pile of them. Why? Why wasn't everything open? You had a workshop. What does that amount to? Nothing. Why not? Show me in the minutes exactly what you talked about. There ain't a thing in there worth diddly squat. You claim you didn't vote, and I'll tell you what, I'll call you all a liar.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak? Ma'am?
Please come right down.
Hi, my name is Allison Miller. My address is R403 Mainsail Lane and 226 Rehoboth Avenue. I'm the director of the Rehoboth Beach Public Library, and I just want to thank the council again for your continued support of libraries and the public services that we provide.
Thank you. Is anyone else, sir?
My name is Dennis Piccolo. I live at 174 Teal Drive in Long Neck, Delaware. Good morning, council. And other members. Found one item disturbing on the general fund, and it was kind of confusing to me. There was an item listed for a sports complex loan at $1.5 million. I'm not aware of any recreation or parks committee that the council has established to be able to determine where this money is going. It's not really explained to me, and I feel the county is underserved from a recreation standpoint. I know a lot of the newer communities are going in with recreation facilities. However, there is a population that doesn't live in these new expensive communities that is underserved. And I wonder where this $1.5 million is going exactly. When I hear the word sports complex, I think of the turf complex up on one up in Kent County that's a profit center, I guess, for the county. And I wonder if this is something that we've earmarked $1.5 million. I think, or I just feel myself, being a member of the YMCA, that we've got a small facility in Rehoboth in an area that's not accessible to everybody because of traffic in the summer. I'm wondering if there isn't some possibility for the council to come alongside an organization like the YMCA to be able to help them develop a facility that would serve all the people in the community. These sports complexes that I know, because my granddaughter is typically playing at one, serve a very small part of the population in terms of recreation, where a organization like the YMCA trains infants how to swim, takes care of geezers like me to give me an opportunity to exercise, and serves a broad base of the community. And I'm just, I guess, confused about where this loan might go, and it doesn't seem to be explained in any of the other 145 pages of the budget that I read. So I guess my question is where is it going? How's it going to be spent? Who does it serve? And personally, I feel it could be better served by putting it into a community like the YMCA, who really understands how to take care of people people, how to take care of recreation, is organized and able to provide those kinds of services that go to all the members of the county. So that's my two cents. I've never done this before, but thank you very much for the time spent listening to me.
Certainly. Thank you.
Sir, I'm sorry. Did you sign the sign-in sheet?
Oh, sign this?
Yes. Thank you.
Since we're in public care, we're going to explain to you where's $1.5 million going. I'd love to hear it. Thank you again.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Kelly Klein. I'm representing the Sylvieville Public Library as the director. My address is 3 Meadow Run, Georgetown, Delaware. I would like to thank the council for their support and increase of the 11 independent libraries. We are challenged constantly to address the growing needs of our communities, and this increase will help us provide service and service increase to our communities. So thank you.
Thank you.
Are we allowed to ask me? Can we talk back and forth at this time? No?
No. This is the public hearing. Now, there might be something that would, at the end, if the council has questions of Ms. Jennings, that...
Yeah, public hearing, probably be able to ask questions.
Yeah, well, they're making comments to us at this point. Mr. President, I do see one gentleman who spoke during the previous time, and we incorporated his comments into the record. You know, you have the 3 minutes.
I saw that, please.
Okay, sure. Okay.
Come on down. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. President. Council members.
Real quickly, I just wanted to reiterate one thing. The Lewis Fire Department is very happy for the libraries for their increase. This has nothing to do with negative towards them. This is just using them as an example to their increase versus the increase that was not given to the volunteer fire service. Ms. Jennings made mention of the EOC needing more money and the paramedics needing more money and the libraries getting more money. And the only reason the fire service went up was the amount of building permits, which are mostly on the eastern side of the county. That is a greater load against us. And there was no real increase in the line item for the fire service. Currently, property owners pay approximately $29 to $30 towards library service, and they only pay $16 towards the volunteer fire service. We're just looking for help. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir. Ms. Green?
Hey, oh, I didn't see her back there.
Good morning. I'm Cindy Green, Register of Wills. My address is 11164 Coonden Road, Greenwood, Delaware. So I just want to mention the two things that are up for the Register of Wills today. They are new services that we are offering. It's not necessarily a fee increase, it is a new service. The one service that we're in a position to offer this year will be that we can store wills in our office. You can bring your will to us and we can safely store it for you. The fees are in line with Newcastle County, so they will be uniform with them, and that is how we went about setting our fees. We met with them. We are not making any money on it. It's just enough to cover the cost to store wills. So that is a new service for us, and we're excited about doing that. The other is we have been working years and years on getting all of our estates online, and now we want to offer to the legal community that they can access from their office. It'll cut down on traffic at the county, and it's a really good service for them and for us. So we're setting a fee for that, and those are the two fees we have today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in regards to the budget? Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. Good morning, Council. Thank you for taking this time and having me come speak. My name is Tamisha Hopkins. I'm the Executive Director of the YMCA in Sussex County. Address is 20080 Church Street. Just wanted to follow back up on Dennis, one of our loyal members. The YMCA does serve pockets and big pockets of community in Sussex County. I want to thank two council members actually taking their time out to speak to my board chair, who's very zealous. He's new, and we're just trying to figure out what the community needs are there and what are we lacking and what can we do to help. We thank you for your support because you have supported the YMCA. One particular program I wanted to kind of express to think about helping support is our Live Strong program. It's one of our health initiatives that is very, very popular and demand in Sussex County. We run four cohorts a year. It takes about $5,000 to run each cohort. It costs nothing to the families and their support. We have two more cohorts this year, which is another $10,000, and that we're looking for support to kind of making sure that we can still serve that community. But the Y, as you know, serves anyone from 0 to 99. Our summer camps right now is going on. We have 100 kids running around in a safe environment. So I just wanted to come in, introduce myself to the council. I'll talk about the YMCA and all the things that we do, and we ask you for your continued support. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak on the budget? Mr. Rigger.
Just a quick question. I normally stay out of anything with the budgets, but what was spoke about that $1.5 million before for the sport complex, was that didn't we just do basically check for $1 million, and what is the extra $500,000 if that is $1.5 million, and what the gentleman had spoke about earlier, because I was under the impression that that was $1 million that you gave to the soccer complex.
We allocated $1.5 million last year as a loan that's available to them for the sports complex on Sand Hill Road, which are soccer fields, lacrosse fields, that kind of stuff. Grass fields, not turf. And their loan will kick in when they spend, being their board, spend their first $1.5 million. Once they spend $1.5 million on the fields, then we will loan them up to $1.5 million.
Okay, cool. I just wasn't sure.
But that's something that was voted on previously a year ago.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other member of the public that would like to address the budget? Anyone else like to speak? Anyone else? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter and close the public record.
We'll close the public hearing. Mr. Wilson, do you have a question while I go? I don't want to miss you. Are you okay? Did we address the gentleman's question about the $1.5 million? That's what you were going to ask about, maybe, or something? Or
I was just thinking, what's the question you asked? What's the question you asked while I go?
He asked about the $1.5 million in the budget, where that was located, where it was going, that kind of stuff.
On Sand Hill Road?
Sand Hill Road, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay, we're good. We'll close public comment, close public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read a short title.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance establishing annual operating budget for fiscal year 2020.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. I would like to say, before we move forward, to Mr. Lawson, and especially to Mrs. Rolfe in the back and Mrs. Jennings, thank you all very, very much for all your hard work. The public has no idea how many effort, how many hours you spend doing this, but thank you all for what you do.
Thank you.
Mr. Lawson, we're going to go back on the agenda.